So if you happen to be listening to the show yesterday, you know, at the end of the show, I do a little gab session, a little chat with Aaron Rand every day, and I don't even remember how it came up. But somehow I said something about how most nights I have a glass of wine with dinner. And I said, and he's like, most nights? And I said, well, yeah, probably about 5 times a week I have a glass of wine with dinner. And maybe on a Friday or a Saturday night, I might have 2. Every once in a while, 3. And Aaron was like, whoa. And I thought, really? He made a really big deal out of it. And I was thinking, okay, am I drinking too much and I don't know it? Are you? Let's find out. Hubert Sassy is the general director of Educalcool. I love having him on the show, and he joins us again now. Hello, Hubert.
It's always a pleasure. Always.
For me as well. Okay, so Hubert, I'm worried now. Aaron Rand makes me feel like I'm some sort of major boozer here. I'm going to come completely clean. I have a small glass of wine almost every night with dinner. I'm going to say 5 nights a week, I have a small glass of wine with dinner. And it's usually white wine, depending on what I'm eating. And like I'm talking, I don't know, ounces. I'm bad with ounces, but like small, one of those little tasting glasses. And then on a Friday night or a Saturday night, I'll have that glass with dinner, and then I'll usually have an extra glass. Should I be worried? Am I drinking too much?
Does that make 6 glasses per week?
Probably. Yes, it does.
You're totally inside the recommended limits.
Phew!
The recommended limits for... let's face it. I said limits. I didn't say targets.
Okay.
So limits means you don't go beyond 2 drinks a day for women,
yep,
3 for men, with a maximum of 10 a week for women and 15 for men, and you don't drink every day, so you give yourself 1, ideally 2 days a week without alcohol. So
okay,
if you drink 5 days a week, you limit yourself to 1 glass or 2, you are the ideal wine consumer or alcohol consumer if you're in good health.
I'm like, take that, Aaron Rand. But then I got to say, Hubert, the fact that I'm counting, like if I'm counting and I'm worried about staying within those limits, does that already make it a bit of a concern?
No, it means only that you're conscious and that you know that alcohol is no ordinary commodity.
Mm.
And this means that you're aware that you should limit your drinking, that you should count your drinks, in order to benefit from the pleasure of moderation without having the problems linked to alcohol abuse. And if I may say something a little bit more,
mm-hmm,
you should feel very comfortable in this vaccination time that is starting, because for the 2 vaccines that are now given in Quebec,
mm-hmm,
the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, both of them has been tested on alcohol consumers and abstainers. And among the consumers, there were moderate consumers and excessive consumers. And the good news is that the vaccine works for all of them, which means that when your time comes, go and get the vaccine because it will work on you. Now,
regardless,
if
excellent,
you are an excessive drinking,
mm-hmm,
meaning if you go beyond 10 a week for women and beyond 15 a week for men, please reduce your consumption within the limits, because the research shows that excessive drinking can reduce the effect of the vaccine. It's still valid, it'll still help, but it's better to reduce your consumption until 2 weeks after the second shot. And by the way, if you drink in moderation until then, well, continue for the rest of your life, because excess is not a good idea anyway, anytime vaccine or not.
Anytime period. Such great information. We're speaking with Hubert Sassy, General Director of Educalcool. This is why I love having you on the show, Hubert. So good news all around for the vaccines, unless you are an excessive alcohol consumer, in which case you got to worry about that first and foremost. Don't even worry about the vaccine yet. Worry about getting that under control. I'm wondering about that abstaining. I'm always wary about talking about other people's drinking habits, because, but I'm going to
no,
just
it's
say,
okay. I mean,
my dad, My dad does the dry. Sorry, go ahead. What was that? What was that, Hubert?
I said, as long as you're not giving names, it's okay.
Well, I am. I'm about to talk about my dad, because my dad does dry January. So he does dry January. But let me tell you, he looks forward to the end of the month like crazy, Hubert. Like, they bought nice wines. They were waiting for February 1st to come. So I'm wondering if abstaining like that, you know, when they say don't have sex, like as a and that's a, somehow going to be a form of birth control so you don't get pregnant. Can the same be true with alcohol? Like, the more you abstain, does it build up the desire for it more?
You are asking the big question about the human race.
Yes.
All humans, some humans are, let me give you another example that's got nothing to do with alcohol, but come think of it. Some people eat like pigs, and come May, June, because they have to put bathing suits, then they start regimes, you know, and they cut on the food, and they need to lose weight, because they have to. And then come September, they start all over again, and you know, they play yo-yo with their weight all year long.
That's not healthy.
The same goes with alcohol. If you drink like a fish for 11 months and you stop completely drinking for 1 month, first of all, it's absolutely not a good idea.
Okay.
And second, playing yo-yo with your alcohol consumption is not a good idea, because, you know, you're craving for alcohol for at the end of your 20 days or the 30 days or the whatever period. Let me remind you that the best way of developing a healthy relation with alcohol is to not to drink for one, ideally 2 days a week, and you can drink in moderation the other 5 days, and this will never be craving. And you know what? If ever on these days you want to drink something nice that's non-alcoholic, go on the Alter-N-Alcohol website that EducAlcohol has created. Mm-hmm. You have 160 wonderful recipes for mocktails that are absolutely delicious. And some of them you don't even notice that there's no alcohol.
It's so true. And there's been a whole movement in that regard. Yeah. There's been a huge movement. I have so many friends who've gone sober, and you know, that's what they have all the time. And honestly, like, you can't even tell as someone who doesn't. Now, Hubert, I'm wondering, are all drinks created equally? Like, do the same rules apply to wine and beer as opposed to hard liquor?
Okay, let's start that way. A standard drink of alcohol is 13.45 grams of alcohol, which means a 12 ounces can or bottle of beer at 5% alcohol, a 5 ounces glass of wine, and an ounce and a half of spirits. This is called a standard drink. And when it comes to alcohol, a drink is a drink is a drink.
Okay.
There is exactly the same amount of alcohol in a standard drink of every product, except most people drink wine with meals, and it's always better to drink. It's not a good idea drink alcohol on an empty stomach. So even if you drink beer or spirits, try eating something before. Eat chips, it's whatever you want, broccoli, anything, but don't drink on an empty stomach. Because the reason why people say, oh, wine drinkers are better than spirits or beer drinkers. No, it's just because when they drink wine, they usually eat. And the idea is to eat so you don't drink on an empty stomach. And then
I'm remembering some great advice.
Wine,
I'm sorry, go on. No, you go ahead.
No, some people say that red wine has some properties because of the resveratrol. It's true, but it's so insignificant that this specific benefit, if I may call it benefit, is almost negligible, to be honest.
Okay. I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to, in fact, I'm out of time, but I'm going to cram this in because, Hubert, I remember you giving us great advice when we were talking about people's drinking habits having changed during the pandemic. And I remember you said something to the effect of, don't make drinking the activity. So it's not.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, and that's something we should be sticking with. Now we're almost a year into this pandemic, so same rule should be applying.
Absolutely. Two rules. Don't make drinking the main activity. And second, remember, alcohol is not a medicine. It's not a medicine, and liquor stores are not pharmacies. If you want to drown your solitude or your stress in alcohol, it's a bad idea. alcohol could be a very good friend, it's a very good servant, but it's a very bad master.
Awesome advice, as always. Thank you so much for your time yet again, Hubert. We'll talk again soon, okay?
It's always a pleasure, Natasha.
Likewise, the pleasure is mine. That is Hubert Sassy from EduQuelCol. Their website, by the way, is just an excellent resource. It's eduquelcol.qc.ca.